This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
I'm L. Lamar Wilson, Leroy Lamar Wilson, and this is an excerpt from my poem, Take Me Back, Burden Hill. Take me back to homesteaders who pronounce poem and perm the same and know neither take too well watered or weighted down. To those who teach the difference between wahoos and know-hows and haints and can't nobody's beast or business or property no more. To endless backroads verdant and muddy, to racing waist deep in fields of wildflowers and corn stalks as tall as your big brother's crown, and verily I say, and because I say, so it is. To fields of blinding white and chiggers and bowls that burrow deep in soil richer and veined and reddened by all those black bruised palms' blood. To never will I pick again, to melons and peanuts and as many hogs and heads of cattle as our pennies and prayers can feed. To knowing when to slaughter and what to keep. To knowing where to hide the blade, who not to tell. To Miss Mabel's snuff-mucked mouth and her darling Ben. To Mac and Nellie and the old Mule Sally's slack-back breaking wind. To Sister Lola's man's astigmatism, Uncle Willis's cross legs and arms belying memories of a rifle, his right hand unflinching in salute, winning the battle of the bulge, I never will, to Miss New Mamie convulsing, then giving up the right for the wrong, right there, finally in the choir stand where Grandpa Roy and Grandma Norita keep time at the Hammond and console, ruby-throated tenor and contralto entwine across a space vast as the two-room shanty where they will make the restless boy who will make me, whose heart stopped for I could lay on their chests and listen. Too unsteady as this fraught rhyme reaching, reaching, echoing the murmur they gifted him and me, they baby boy girl. Take me back to the original question, which enters this room's crooked lines long before you with your morning coffee or fresh blend of tinctures, teas, or spirits. What must I do to be saved from myself now? What you got to take away this plague's unyielding ache? I'm nobody's savior, Nicodemus, but come here. Hear them. In my dreams, these and a few others await, always alive. Hear them rocking a stained glass house of pews, blues creaking in sync, brows and arms aloft, hands caressing oak and divots on the quaking boards, floors, and colicky babies' backs and broken-hearted girls' arms and laps. Let us kneel, faces flat, fingers flexed, nostrils becking pine saw to cleanse every crevice it can reach, backs arched, conjuring bolts of holy heat no unnatural flesh unmoved can stand. Come on, not Jesus, not Allah, not Amma, anyone listening? Take us down, down into these plantations, mire, believing in us and the only way beyond through to ours. There, Thomas's dubious gaze will mirror mine, help us cross in a calm time. Rest our thorny sides in its briar patch, thatch a home from its scrapyard's booty. Undulate real proper like, loose ourselves in this shifty baldekin's ready sway. I'll go, I cried all those years ago, send me, but I'm so tired, all cried out, so take me back to this nowhere town where we can lay our burdens down. About this poem. Burden Hill is a state of mind and a place I know intimately. Like the beloveds named here, almost all quote unquote dead, or better, free of embodied limitations, I walk in expectancy of ecstatic worship, pleasure, and unlimited possibility with each conscious, deliberate breath. I won't let this moment's foment of hatred taint my verse. This poem introduces an amalgam of memories I'm gathering, theirs and mine, to underscore our resolve never to beg others, especially in America, to acknowledge what we already have. The liminal, syncretic freedom to make of ourselves and any loved one's essence, immortal, indestructible, irreducible beings.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.